Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Mike Bacsik, Reginald Adetula. And it is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053, frankaffirm.com, text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube if you want to get your shout-outs going.
Shout-out
to the Nuggets. They took down the Lakers!
The Lakers were ready to just crumble at any point. But I think if you want to completely keep Mike engaged today, Mike, or Kevin, you need to refer to him when you introduce Mike. him as Famous Mike. Like he was famous last night. He walked in and was like, I'm the famous guy. And so make sure that you do that, all right?
Okay.
It's not too much to ask.
No.
For the introductions to the show. So do you want to restart?
Okay. Or? You got me, Kevin Hagelin.
Uh-huh.
Corey Majors.
Nice.
Famous.
No.
Mike.
The face of 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know what? Never mind. Let's just get back to the segment.
All right. All things. Man, this is going to be a long show. It could be amazing. It could be an amazing show.
Heck yeah, man. We just got Guyton.
It could be a terrible show.
Corey?
Actually, Kevin and I, on our video, we teamed up to get the right pick.
That's
Kevin.
Right.
Yeah.
I got the right pick, too. I said we're going to take some offensive lineman.
Yeah, Kevin said they will get Tyler Guyton at 24, and I said they would trade down and get Mims.
Oh.
So together,
okay. We got it. Is the MVP of the draft last night, the man who runs AEW and is the strategic something officer, Tony Khan, for the Jacksonville Jaguars, did you see how brave he was after he was attacked on wrestling on Dynamite Wednesday night? He had his neck brace on last night. Keeping the gimmick alive, baby.
That ain't no gimmick.
You think he really got hurt?
Maybe. Guess what? We got a wide receiver in Jacksonville.
Boys. Okay, all right. I see where you're going with that.
How long till you turn on Jacksonville?
Yeah, that is a good question.
This is a make or break year.
Okay.
If they don't make the playoffs this year, I'm screwed.
Did you have a good take?
I bet that Trevor Lawrence cards are up 5 to 20 max at 20. I don't think it'll, but I do think minimum he's probably around 10% of an increase as he took a little bit of a dip.
Yeah,
at the end of last year for not playing well, not making the playoffs. But I think a lot of people saw that LSU draft pick wide receiver dude
Thomas.
Yeah, and they're like, okay. I see, on a piece of paper, a lot of weapons there.
Was there any particular pick, obviously you can throw out the Cowboys pick if you want, that you really liked? Maybe it's just because of the fit. Maybe it's because of the value. Because I know on the flip side, a lot of people probably want to talk about Michael Penix, and I was, most everybody was shocked.
Yeah, I didn't give the guy crap when the guy got that one wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think anybody was going to get that right.
That would have been amazing. If somebody predicted that ahead of time, I'd be like, you should not predict that. And then they obviously would have been right. I know the name that comes up a lot is Graham Barton, with the Bucks because that's a player that a lot of Cowboys fans would have been interested in. I just thought that was a heck of a value right there at 26 for the Bucks.
I thought there were actually I have about three really good ones.
If you drafted a defensive player, you probably got a good value, right?
Yeah, I mean, you probably got one of the top defensive players in the draft. I mean, where they rank among your other players is a different story. But I thought there were three really good ones. The first one was, and Kevin, this is, you had asked me 2-3 weeks ago, not Joe Alt. And I was like, I don't understand why Joe Alt's dropping down people's boards. It didn't make any sense. He's the best one. Like, the dude's a tree.
He's awesome.
He's a red oak. You can't move him. So I didn't understand, but him going to the Chargers, I think that's a really good fit for what they want to try to accomplish there and in protecting Justin Herbert.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that. Did you see Harbaugh afterwards? Because he said, people were asking about offensive weapons. I view an offensive lineman as an offensive
Absolutely.
Weapon. And I think he's spot on about that. I realize not in terms of skill position, but you know, none of your skill position stuff is going to go if you don't have a competent offensive line.
They can and they can do so many different things with their offense if they find the right offensive groove. But with Joe Alt, I thought that was a smart pick there. Malik Nabers, I love but hated that he's with the Giants. Now, will Dable, Brian Dable, the head coach of the New York Giants, I'm sorry, Reggie, you know I don't like to do that, but will he be able to utilize that with the trash quarterback they have? I don't know.
Right.
You know, like, that's just the thing, is you have a really talented receiver, trash quarterback. And then the other one that I really liked a lot was Mims going to the Bengals, because what does Joe Burrow need? Joe Burrow needs protection. And they got a very talented, very raw, still has a lot of, I mean, like, what, 8 games of tape to work with. But that was a really good addition to that. They got to beef up their offensive line to protect him. So I'm not going for, like, oh, man, that's a great steal value pick. I also really like Terrion Arnold. And so when he went to Detroit, I was like, they needed that. He's a stud. Good for them. I wasn't that disappointed that the Cowboys didn't get him because they don't need there.
Who was the most disappointed is one of the servers at our Pluckers in Allen. He kept counting it down. He's like, Terrion Arnold's still there, still there, still there.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah, he was, yes. Okay, all right. He was feeling that pick so much. And then when the Cowboys traded out and he went off the board, like when they took Tyler Guyton, there was nothing that could console him in that moment. He's like, I don't understand. He was right there. I was like, I'm not sure that's who they would have picked. And he goes, it was. He's the best.
If it was position of need, the Cowboys absolutely would have. But they have, who do they we got? We got Bland.
And Diggs.
We got Diggs and Jordan Lewis. So what you're, it's going to end up being, that dude would be maybe competing with Jordan Lewis for the slot spot. So it wasn't a position really of need. And the Cowboys desperately needed an offensive lineman, and they desperately needed picks. So that was the benefit of what they did there.
Now, Mike, you brought up Brian Thomas Jr. I'm going to go to cut number 13.
My pick that I want to work out the most is Daniels for Washington. I just think.
Oh, okay.
I just think that Washington would be really cool after losing their owner.
If
they saw where an owner left and everything turning around.
I get it.
A premium pick quarterback.
Yes.
So my biggest rooting interest in this draft is that Daniels turns out to be a superstar and Washington finally gets back to the 70s and 80s where they were a dominant team in the NFL.
Definitely think I'm able to see where you're going with this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The draft can be a crazy night. It's emotional. It's exciting. I want to take you to Brian Thomas Jr.'s mom, Sandra. I just don't know if she just didn't hear the question or if the hysteria was going wild. Well, let's play cut number 13 right here.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
When you think about the journey that you've been...
I don't know what you're talking about. She answered the question.
Can you play that one more time? Please play that one more time for me.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
It's a factual
That's
answer.
That's an answer. This is the problem. This is the problem with all you
interviewers. Is that Rutledge's fault?
Matter of fact.
This is the problem with you interviewers. You just think the people are going to give you the answer that you want. If you want to answer, ask the question.
You're an interviewer too?
Yeah.
What you're talking about.
What's the question you hate the most?
Well, that's not a question. That's exactly one of the issues. Talk about. It's like, no, I'm not a jukebox. Don't command me to talk.
I like after a big win, my favorite question is, how does it feel?
Yeah, it feels.
Well, I kind of have to go potty right now. I'm thirsty.
Words can't explain.
Cannot wait to get back there and see what the spread
that's
looks
a heck
like.
Of an answer, by the way. Like, I didn't know they were from Baton Rouge.
I guess I didn't hear this because you don't catch all of the audio when you're having fun at the Pluckers, but somebody texted in that, is it in that same interview when they're like, Duval? And the dad goes, what is that? And so I missed that part.
He's like, I wasn't a fan of your team
Which
until
is fine.
Just now.
Like, I think it is unreasonable to expect every player and every player's parents to know all the things for all the teams.
My favorite part is when we drafted the guy we drafted, Tyler Guyton.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there we go.
And he has a family member just decked out in 49ers gear. I was like, heck yeah.
In the background.
I do wonder that whenever you have that like family member that's just really furious that you got drafted by a team, how does that go?
Like they were just a few picks away from getting to the Niners.
Now, somebody texted this in, and you can pick whichever side you want. They said, I don't think the pick of Penix is bad. I think giving all of the money to Kirk Cousins was a bad decision. I'm not questioning the pick of just Penix in a vacuum. Yeah. It's just confusing with the rest of their strategy. And I think it was Jane Slater, who tweeted out, a source tells her that Kirk Cousins was just as, quote, shocked and disappointed, and they never said anything to him and his reps. And I believe his agent put out a statement. Yeah, it was a big surprise. We had no idea this was coming. The truth is, the whole league had no idea this was coming. We got no heads up. Kirk got a call from the Falcons when they were on the clock, and that was the first we ever heard of it.
I don't think Arthur Blank knew that it was going to happen either, as he was like walking over the GM,
mad,
like, hey, what's going on here?
Didn't you think he looked kind of heated?
The GM was having to explain, hey, we're gonna do
it's
this.
Very confusing.
And then we're going to do this. And like maybe, and then he comes out and he's like, hey, look, if he sits on the bench for 5 years, that's a positive. That means we're good at the quarterback position.
That is
like Trey Lance.
Interesting take.
Well, for a fourth round pick, that's okay. For a first round pick, I have different thoughts.
So I would have thought that was higher than Penix was going to go. But I think it's Pat McAfee who was on this talking about Penix and Bo Nix, he thought would go in the first half of the first round. So maybe not. It's just the combination of let's give Kirk Cousins all of the money and then still take Michael Penix. I was confused by that strategy.
And then if you want to add, Jesse Palmer tweeted that the Seahawks, Saints, and Raiders all tried to get into the top 10 for Michael Penix. So like you add on top of that, there was value to be had for maybe
if they wanted
trading
to go out
and letting somebody else get that guy.
Yeah. And so when you hear that, it's not necessarily an overdraft because you could say like, oh, mock drafts and charts and everything like that. But Reggie's telling you there's three other teams who are like, we want to make this move. So not an overdraft, just maybe you could have pivoted and picked up stuff.
By the way, since you mentioned Jane Slater, who I just saw on NFL Network, Kevin, if you're not following her on Twitter, my favorite thing that she's doing right now is yesterday when a move happened, she posted the Snoopy blowing a leaf around. And then after the AJ Brown signing, she posted a guy walking around with a leaf blower because of the way that Jerry answered the leaf. I'm waiting for the leaves to fall question. And so she's passive aggressive taking shots. And I love it.
Honest to God question. Do you believe Jerry even knows those two guys have signed a contract today?
Do we have that lined up? Because I do have a quote. I think it's
you can
from
go
Archer.
Ahead and talk about it right here.
I think it's from Archer where he said, look, bottom line is I haven't even given one thought to it. He hasn't thought about it.
And that's bad GMing.
I agree. Hopefully, you brought this up. Hopefully, somebody in that building has given a thought to it, and they have they have things prepared, and that's how it comes. It's not that Jerry's the only one sitting there going, I have to juggle all these plates. I think his plate is, look, guys, I have to sit up here and do these press conferences for the draft right now, and then I'll move on to the next press conference.
That's what I think. I think Jerry has no clue how much wide receivers make in the NFL.
Yeah, he's gonna be briefed. He'll be given his brief on that whenever it's time. But right now, I don't think that that's on. I think their plate is we're doing this with the draft right now.
Is CeeDee Lamb better than AJ Brown?
They're in the same tier. Different. They're fine. Different wide receivers, but they're in the same tier.
CeeDee had better quarterback play last year.
Okay.
And I think Jalen Hurts was better the year before.
But I think they're in the same. Receivers, yeah,
They're right behind Justin Jefferson.
So. Oh, I tossed out 4 for $128, so $32 million a year. They shortened it a year for AJ Brown because obviously he still has a contract
that he's working on. Yeah.
Yeah. And they shortened it a year, but he did get $32 million per year and then $84 million in guarantees. And that's why when you hear Jerry go, I haven't given a thought to that at all. I just think that's flat out poor GMing. You need to have like a CeeDee Lamb person. Who's always working on this negotiation? Because if you haven't given it a thought at all, then the price just went up. And if you don't understand that, then you're not doing your job correctly.
Is there, and I don't know all the free agents, or I guess they're not free agents. I don't know all the wide receivers looking for a new contract. I know CeeDee Lamb obviously is.
Chase and Jefferson theoretically as well.
Okay. Like this is the thing is if you're CeeDee's agent, don't you go, hey, this is awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The bar has now been raised to $33 million a year.
Well, and
your guarantees are now raised to $90 million a year. And now we can wait. If Jefferson and Chase get done, we might get up to, like I'd tell CD, dude, we might get up to 36 a year and we might get over 100 in guarantees. And here's the deal. We can always do the sit-in situation. And Jerry immediately gives in the sit-in situation. Hell, you can have a running back with 3 years left of control and he gives in.
You know, I think it's interesting because I think from the perspective, Kevin, sometimes I think that they don't know what number to throw out there. So they're just like, let's just hope everybody else throws a number and we'll just kind of try and be somewhere in that range.
How crazy is that? If we can formulate logical numbers.
Uh-huh.
If they're like, I don't know.
Yeah, and you talk about how terrible they are at negotiations. Maybe that's just part of it.
I mean, they're honestly awesome with negotiations. If we were three agents, if our job was NFL agents, don't you think
they're...
I would
love the Cowboys.
Like, they're the best negotiators. They just say no to everything that's reasonable at the start, and then you get to the end, you're like, well, these three guys have signed, so now our number's this, and then they go, oh, crap, it is this. And then here's the contract, and you're like, this is awesome, like... Being an agent of a Dallas Cowboy player is the greatest thing ever.
You know, sometimes after listening to the audio about their conversation with Zeke and his agent, it makes me think that they're like, look, we rely on agents to be good to us and just to treat us fairly. And if they don't, then we'll never sign your guy. We'll let him go and we'll just treat him like, and when he wants to come crawling back, we won't bring him back in. That's kind of what I got from the audio of them of last night.
And then for the 805-806, more than anything, I want the Falcons to draft a quarterback in round two just to be triple sure.
Awesome.
Heck yeah.
They got it
covered. That's how Kirk Cousins got to Washington.